In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Contrary to what the media are trying to tell us, the 2006 election results cannot be read as a demand for open borders, same-sex marriage, higher taxes, free trade, or bigger government. The election was a referendum on George W. Bush and his handling of the war, illegal aliens, spending, and his failure to remember who elected him. Let's look at significant conservative victories on November 7th. 7 states passed marriage amendments, Tennessee with 81%, South Carolina with 78%, Idaho with 63%, Virginia with 57%, and South Dakota with 52%. Wisconsin, where the gays thought they had their best chance, easily passed its state marriage amendment by 59%. Colorado passed a traditional marriage amendment by 56%. We now have 27 states that have passed state marriage constitutional amendments with an average majority of about 70%. Arizona overwhelmingly passed 3 amendments to limit taxpayer benefits to illegal aliens. By 74%, Arizona also passed an amendment to make English the official language, with half of Hispanic voters approving it. 8 states passed eminent domain initiatives to mitigate the damage done by the Supreme Court supremacist decision in Kelo versus City of New London. The biggest congressional losers in the November election were the so-called Republican moderates. They are called RINOs. That stands for Republicans in name only. Pro-family conservatives should reassert the integrity of their principled movement, rejecting all temptations to be the Bush Party or the party of big business. Conservatives should reclaim their majority in the Republican Party by outnumbering and outsmarting the false prophets of RINO politics.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says it's easier to fight for one's principles than to live up to them, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. I have several emails here I would like to share with you very quickly. This one listener, and he's from my local area, he says, can someone tell me why gasoline last week at Tipton, Missouri was at $2.75 a gallon, and it's $2.89 in California, Missouri? Now, the two towns are 12 miles apart. He says, don't they all get it out of the same $93 barrel? Interestingly enough, I've wondered this same thing over and over and over again, because I can go a little bit further than that. I have, and I don't like credit cards, but I do have a gasoline card from our local oil company, which is a Missouri Farmers Association. It's MFA oil card, and it works in cards around over the area. And I've watched this. I buy my fuel with the same card at Jamestown, California, Boonville, and Pilot Grove. The same card. And oftentimes there's 10 to 15 cents difference between those four towns. And they all, not only, I mean, they'd be on the same card, and you know that oil comes out of the same truck. But anyhow, I don't know how all that works. It's not for me to know, I guess, as long as I pay the bill at the end of the month. In the meantime, ExxonMobil Corporation on Friday posted the largest annual profit by a United States company, $40.6 billion. Exxon also set a U.S. record for the biggest quarterly profit, posting net income. And net is what we want now. And the net is, after all the expenses are out, what's left, okay? They made $40.6 billion last year, and they had a net income of $11.7 billion for just the last 3 months of 2007. In 2006, they also had a record for annual profit at $39.5 billion, but it went from $39.5 billion to $40.6 billion this past year. Now, they say that is the biggest profit ever by an annual profit by a United States company, and I kind of doubted that. Jeff, don't you imagine we could have looked it up probably? Wouldn't Walmart make more than Exxon?
Hard to tell. I'm sure we could look it up.
I don't know either.
But which category were they qualifying that?
Well, it just says ExxonMobil Corporation on Friday posted the largest profits ever by a U.S. company, That's an Associated Press article, so I assume that they know what they're talking about. But anyway, the same company will have gasoline at a half a dozen different prices within a 30-mile area of one another, and I think that is the interesting part of the whole deal. Now, let's go on to something much more interesting than oil. Skunks. I have an email here from a listener that's all upset because in Illinois, you can't have a skunk unless it's dead. You must kill a skunk. Skunks need to be killed. And I guess that's why we see so many of them along the highway. You know, they say, why did the chicken cross the road? Well, to prove that a skunk that it could be done. All right. Now, here, and this person has got a problem. My brother got us a pet skunk for our wedding gift. Now, you know, there's just something romantic about a skunk. And you know that it would be a joke. But I'll tell you what, we had a pet skunk. I was brush hogging at night back when I used to do stuff like that. And I was mowing pasture. And I saw this mama skunk and several little ones run in front of the headlights. Back in those days, I had tractors that had headlights. They long been gone. But the tractor was relatively new, and I hadn't knocked the headlights out of it yet. And I saw this little skunk. So I just jumped off, and I caught him, just picked him up by the tail and held him. And I thought, boy, he's cute. I'm going to take him. We had little kids at the time. I thought, I'll take him to the house and show him to the kids. Well, it was late at night. The kids were in bed. So I just put him in a bucket and put I put something on top of the bucket so he couldn't get out. And it was a little bitty thing. But, I mean, he was big enough, you know, he could be on his own. But they're cute little old things. So when the kids got up, I said, look what I got out here. So we got to keep it. And we had rabbits at that time. So we put it in a rabbit hutch and fed it dog food. And it did very nicely. And my daughter named it Stinkapoo. And little Stinky, she stayed around there for a long time and never really a skunk. You learn a lot about skunks by handling them. That skunk, I wouldn't be afraid. 9 times out of 10, I'd say you could pick up a wild skunk if you just knew enough about skunks without them spraying you. Because they'll do everything they possibly can to keep from squirting you. They don't like to do that. Apparently it's painful to them or something. I don't know, but they don't want to do it. And they'll stamp their feet and they'll turn in circles and they'll do all sorts of things. And if you just keep walking around and around and around them, and if you grab them by the tail and pick them up, they don't. And but now you got to keep them where they can't touch you. You know, if they can, they got to arch their back and do this. And anyhow, that's neither here nor there. But we had a little Stinky Poo. And the kids wanted to put they bought a little harness for a little, it had little rhinestones in it. Oh, it was cute. And they put that on her, and that upset her. And that was the only time ever that she ever caused any odor whatsoever. But we kept that skunk, believe it or not, for, 7 or 8 years. We had it a long time. And when we moved down here to where we live now, we didn't move the rabbit hutches and stuff at the same time. We had to bring the skunk along and put it in the garage, and it got out. But they're really cute little things. Now, that's not the problem with this fella. His brother gave him and his bride a skunk for their wedding gift, and they're going to have to kill it. Now, stay tuned. This is important stuff.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And we have returned. Now, let's go back to this problem here. My brother got us a pet skunk for a wedding gift. After contacting my veterinarian to get all of the appropriate shots, now that's a mistake he made, that he learned that skunks are illegal in Illinois. As it turns out, every law in Illinois results in the killing of the skunk involved. There's an open year-round hunting season on skunks. Conservation officers and animal control officers are ordered to have any skunk they are confronted with killed. Even wildlife rehabbers can lose their license for helping an injured skunk. An Illinois genocide is the only way. Pet skunks are allowed in Iowa and Indiana and Wisconsin and Kentucky, but they must be killed in Illinois. I don't believe the general public has any concern as to my having a pet skunk, and I think it's wrong. So he's going to try to get the laws changed so you can have a skunk alive in Illinois. But about the only thing he can do now is have it who's the people that stuffs the little animals,
taxidermist.
Take it to a taxidermist, and then you can set it on. Or you could use it, you know, use it for a pillow or something. But
make a nice footstool.
You cannot have a pet skunk.
You have a skunk rug in front of your fireplace.
Anyhow, so much. Another email. The other day, we talked about slaughtering. Okay, before we go to that, we have with us Louise is on the phone today. She wants to talk about Ron Paul. Louise, are you there?
Skunks make really nice coats, too, but...
That's right. You know, and they used to bring a lot of money back in the days when fur was worth something.
Yeah, I don't know why we can't raise them.
Down at Hahatonka, I think it's the lodge. Beth, you're shaking your head, yes. Hahatonka, down at the Lake of the Ozarks, back in the 1920s, before they ever built Bagnell Dam. See, she wasn't there then. But before they built Bagnell Dam, there was a big lodge built down there. I always heard the mafia built it. I don't know. They'd come down there, they said, to hide from
the... Wasn't the Southern Mafia? I'm just wondering.
I have no idea. You would know more. You have more friends in the mafia, I think, than I do, Louise.
Oh, me?
But...
then I need their help.
But anyway, they raised skunks. And they had... a skunk can't climb. And they had walls, concrete walls, about 3 feet tall, and then they had places for those skunks, in, you know, to keep them separated and all, and they used those skunks, now I'm not kidding about this, they used those skunks to make perfume, because whatever is in the skunk scent, it stays with you forever and ever and ever, and they put the base of that in regular foo-foo like you girls put on, and it would make you smell good for a long, long time. Now, I'll get back to you, Louise. If you can bear to stay with me for another couple of minutes, we will return.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Okay, let's get back to Louise. Louise, are you still there?
Yes, good man, there I am. And by the way, may I say that you're a whole lot like an old woman. You just keep going on and going on about nothing.
Well, it's because I didn't have time to do any work today. I was in here at 6 o'clock and I just blew the entire morning. But I'll tell you what I did do on the way to town. I was number one in the voting precinct. I was number one. First time I've ever been number one at anything.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's what I'm calling for. The primary is tonight. And I'm telling everybody and their mother's brother to show up with a vote for Ron Paul. Get out there. Bring your signs. Remember, at 25 feet from the outer polling place, that's for everybody. Bring your signs, your literature. Call everybody you know. And if you're a Democrat, it's okay. because it's not going to disrupt what you're going to do if you want to vote for Democrats in the actual general election. This is just to make sure that Ron Paul is our president.
Hey, do you know that he is number one on the ballot in Missouri?
Huh?
He's. I don't know if all ballots are the same or not, but he was number one. He was number first. The first name on the list is what I'm saying.
Right, and we're saying is go for the gusto, babies. Get the first one. He's the only chance we have as Americans to fight back.
Hey, hang on with me just a minute, Louise, because Roger's on from Pennsylvania, and I think he wanted to talk about Ron Paul.
Yeah, thanks, Jerry. it's good to come back home here. Hey, I get in these beautifully, or rather brutally, incisive, powerful plugs for Ron Paul on the Clear Channel stations. I want to give you probably have anywhere from several hundred to 1,000 listeners that might even recognize my voice on these Clear Channel, and I'm going to cite the station of the worst-case example.
Okay, go ahead and speed it up here. We're going to run out of time.
This is a very important object lesson. You people do not realize the power that you have. And maybe the worst station is WABC in New York, screen and triple-filtered. Now, in the last 3 months, I've gotten on there maybe 7 or 8 times. Now, how did I do that? Is because I haven't even hardly been trying. I get on with Larry Kudlow, that disgusting Mark Simone who filled in for Sean Sanity. You know, that's one step removed from total.
Okay, come on. What's your point, quick?
The point is people exercise the power. It's not hard to penetrate almost any of these talk shows. We ought to even have someday maybe up to a full hour warfare on the marketplace of ideas seminar about just how dirt easy it is to do. And God bless y'all.
Okay, thanks for the call. Louise, I voted. I was the number first voter in our precinct, and they made me stand there for 4 minutes before I could vote because I was there before 6 a.m. and the polls don't open till 6 a.m. But I got to be number one.
I was number one, actually, because I voted yesterday.
Well, that doesn't count. That's cheating.
I'm sorry, I voted Saturday.
That's cheating.
No, it's not. I went in there and I got a regular ballot. It's not a ballot. I actually got a regular ballot, and I had them seal it for me. Nope, that is actually absolutely the correct.
You know, I came back. They give you a little sticker that says, I have voted. And I just stuck it on my forehead. And I came in the office here, and our newsman said, I said, you voted. I bet you voted for Ron Paul. I said, yeah. He said, well, you'll be one of the 6%.
Well, you know what? They're out telling people that because they're going to waste their vote. This isn't wasting your vote. This is not wasting your vote. In fact, what it's doing is taking back your country.
See, I say you waste your vote when you vote for one of those other jokers.
Absolutely.
You know, yesterday we had Coach Davenmeyer on, and he was referring to these other candidates. He said it's like a horse race. If you own every horse in the race, you don't care who wins. And that's, you know, if this is the way it is with the CFR and the Bilderberg Group and all that, they've got them picked out. They don't care who wins as long as it's one of those. And that's why Ron Paul can't get on the air. He, you know, Fox News won't let him show his face.
But you remember something here. Jeff Rowe and many others who are the big guys here in Missouri, they already have it locked down in your state. Republicans and Democrats alike are getting the same money from the same guy to control the same people. So you don't have a choice unless you start veering out and really understanding. Just because someone just happens to live in your community doesn't mean they're not getting it from Jeff Rowe or one of these other guys. It's about time that everybody, you, me, and everybody else, sees what's going on and stop the insanity. But by the way, I want us to give a nice little plug for your staff. They're wonderful. They're not at all like you at all, Derry.
No, they're nice really people. Nice. They're nice. In fact, somebody sent Beth $10 and said, buy donuts with this because I know Derry wouldn't do that for you. I'm serious as I can be. She came in this morning waving a $10 bill. She was so happy with it.
We like Beth. And we like Jeff, and they do our dark.
I know it, I'm terrible, but I did vote. and I voted for Ron Paul, so I'll be one of the 6% that our news media said. But, you know, back to them owning every horse in the race, I said if they were really in a Kentucky Derby-type thoroughbred horse race, I said that whole bunch would be in an Alpo can. They wouldn't be capable of going around the track.
I have one thing to say to you, because I got to go. We're on the house floor right now in the house, but one thing. You know, Derry, I want a challenge to everybody that we're going to make Derry Brownfield do something really, really stupid if Ron Paul wins more than 15%. So, and Jeff, you going to own up on me? You going to help me on this?
Yeah, I'll hold the shaver.
There you go. Get her done, guys. Get out there.
Okay, hey, we're about out of time. Thanks for the call, Louise.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
SwissAmerica.com reports Monday gold prices dipped on profit-taking despite a weaker dollar and higher oil prices. Gold closed in New York down $3 to $904.90 an ounce. Silver fell 6 cents to $16.73. Platinum rose to a new record of $1,795 an ounce on mining disruptions in South Africa. If you do your research, even if gold dips lower than you're buying it, the upside potential is huge, reports Investors.com. More at SwissAmerica.com. Gold should be telling you many things. First, inflation is 2 to 3 times higher than reported. Second, the Fed will sacrifice the dollar to fight a recession. Third, gold prices, having already tripled since 2001, must nearly triple again to exceed their 1980 high. Swiss America has compressed 25 years into a 25-minute Gold 101 DVD kit that's free. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-289-2646.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion-dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says the ground is muddiest after you've just polished your boots, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. I didn't intend to have a Ron Paul program today. It's kind of interesting, Jeff, and I listened to that show. I was driving, I think, to Kansas City Airport to pick up G.B. Oliver the day You had, who did you have on there?
We had our friend Dave Crooks from WAMW.
In Indiana.
Right.
And he came on and he wanted to know who was going to vote and how you were going to vote. And I did, of course, I was driving and I didn't keep track, but you all did keep track.
We did. Ron Paul won by a major victory landslide.
I think two people that wasn't going to vote for Ron Paul.
Right.
Every call. And he said, come on. He said, surely somebody out there is going to vote for someone else.
Maybe Dave will vote for Ron Paul today.
Let's go back to the telephones. Who should I take here, Jeff?
Let's take them in order. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, Bill.
Morning, Derry.
Hi.
You know, usually I don't tell people how I vote, but when I walked in there about an hour ago to vote, I walked up to the gals and I had to sign and all, you know, and identify myself. And I said, I've been voting for half a century and I've always been voting for the lesser of two evils. Today I'm going to vote for an honest man to give me a Republican ballot so I can vote for Ron Paul. I just told him what I was going to do, and I went back and voted for Ron Paul.
And it was easy to do, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and it made me feel good. I told him that might be the only one he gets, but it makes me feel a lot better, and I voted my conscience today instead of voting for the lesser of two evils, and I just wanted to pass that on to you. Thanks a lot.
Hey, it'll be interesting to see if they count all those ballots.
Well, I sure hope it's honest that way anyway.
You know, they said in what state was it that... They had more Ron Paul people call up and say, hey, we all voted and you didn't, you know, votes didn't get in the final count. Anyhow, I don't know, but hey, Bill, thanks for the call. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Richard. Hi, Richard, you're on the air.
Good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
And listen, what I was thinking about is this guy,
Obama.
It. Yeah.
It's easy to remember. It rhymes with Osama and your mama.
Yeah. Who are we fighting over in Afghan and Iraq?
Yeah.
The Muslims. You know, this is a great country of freedom, religion, and everything, but they're going to try to elect a Muslim president?
Well, he's saying now that he's not a Muslim, that he's left the faith. But if you read the Quran...
He is a Muslim.
The Quran says if you leave the faith, you're... You are a infidel, and you deserve to be killed. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I just can't figure out the United States wanting to turn all their secrets over to maybe a past tense Muslim. Then
I don't know. I have no idea. But anyhow,
I think Missouri's going to wake up today, and everybody in Missouri's got a little sense, I hope, and vote for Ron Paul.
Okay. Well, let's see what they think in Montana. Hey, Doug, you're on the air.
Hello. How you doing?
All right.
Good. I've been enjoying your program.
Thank you, sir.
But I got a serious question.
What's your serious question?
Okay. It says there are many deceivers that are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and antichrist. And it says don't say God bless him or anybody else that does not confess it, not that he was come in the flesh, but that
okay,
he
we're kind of off the subject here, though, real
well,
quick.
I want to know if Ron Paul, if he confesses that.
He is definitely a Christian, and he will not talk about it on the air because he says it makes everybody think that he's one of them, are those false Christians, that all they want to do is talk about it. So he's very, very self-conscious about not going into any detail on this thing.
Well,
okay, Doug, thanks for the call. No, okay. I had saw more lights flashing there. It looked like we were doing... Ignore the blinking lights. Can you do that when you're driving in heavy traffic? You know. Anyway, I'm going to change subject totally here. I think we've given Ron Paul a pretty good coverage. And this goes back to one of the emails that I was started out to read earlier this morning. But... the other day, when Ben Roberts was on the air with me, and Ben is an expert in the cattle industry business. I mean, he knows it backwards and forwards. Ben needs to write a book, and he's written this great book about the cattle business, but he needs to write a book about Ben Roberts and how he got involved, because in 1950, around 1950, he was 10 years old, and he ran away from home, and he got on a cattle truck. And rode to the cattle truck just happened to be going to St. Louis Dockyards. And he grew up in the St. Louis Dockyards. And interestingly enough, if that would have happened today, my gosh, he'd have been in child protection and the whole bit. This way he got an education. He writes books. He's in the publishing business. And he learned it all out there in the stockyards as just a kid. But anyway, we were talking about how with Tyson coming along and closing the Wichita plant, that there's only one other plant that butchers big cattle, heavy cattle, and that's in Wisconsin. So anyway, this writer says, I heard your comments about prime beef and the only slaughterhouse in America that can handle the big calves to make prime beef. I remember my dad fattening some Hereford calves out to prime in the 60s, and he said even though they would go to make steaks in the finest Kansas City restaurants, he didn't get the price they were. He says, here's a couple questions. How do they butcher old big bulls if they can't slaughter big cattle? And the packing plants that are involved in slaughtering steers and heifers, I'm talking about those that kill 4,000 or 5,000 cattle a day, they've got their rails hung from the ceiling at a certain height. And if they get big cattle coming in there, it just takes them more time. They could do it, but they don't want to because it would slow down the processing line. It just won't work. Then there's packers that do nothing but slaughter big cows and big bulls. They call them cow kill plants, and they've got their rail set high enough that they can slaughter big cattle, but they don't sell prime beef. In other words, they sell hamburger meat. They sell what they call sausage beef, or beef that's going to be ground mostly. Now, again, they'll cut some of the filet mignon out of those fatter cows and all, but it's strictly a different deal. A little local packer could get cattle, kill big cattle, but again, this is just a little kill and chill deal where you take something to kill and you're going to bring it back home. They can do it even if they don't have to hang it on the rail. They can do it on the ground or on the table, you know, on the floor or on the table. But anyway, I hope that answered your question. He said, can one ever get a calf fat enough on grass to make prime beef? To my knowledge, no. They'd have to be old, and I just don't think you could ever get them prime. What we used to consider prime, what the hotel and restaurant trades considers prime, without feeding them grain. Now, they'll get fat. But remember when the prodigal son returned home, his father, what did he kill?
He killed the fatted calf.
The fatted calf. He didn't kill one of those, one of those half Jersey things that had been eaten in the brush piles all year. They had fatted calves back in those days, and they knew that was the best.
Hey, Derry, can we move to a caller real quick on the same subject?
On
the meat packer.
Oh, I thought maybe we'd go back to skunks.
LeGrand in Iowa says he's got something right up your alley. Go ahead, LeGrand.
Yeah, Derry?
Yes.
This is going to be a little different what you talked about, but I agree with you on this other. I work for a meat packer, and to get a prime beef, this place in New York wouldn't buy it unless you had at least 2 inches of fat around the eye.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, and well marbled. What I wanted to mention was, I know a fellow that he doesn't raise hogs, he raises some cattle, but he said if he raised a hog, he couldn't bring it in and sell it to Excel, that's here in Ottumwa, because they just won't buy unless it's off of their own place.
Oh, that's right. I don't know about Excel, but I do know. And also, many of these contract hog producers,
yeah.
They tattoo every pig so that if you would, in other words, I have a friend that had some pigs that, you get these ruptures and you get pigs that just aren't not desirable.
Yeah.
And the fellow gave them away
because
they, rather than knock them in the head, they don't want you to give them away. They want you to knock them in the head, kind of like the Illinois skunk deal.
Yeah.
Because, but if you take that pig to a plant or try to sell it when they get ready to get the hair off of it, when they scald it, that tattoo will show up, and hey, you're selling stolen property as far as they're concerned.
Something else I'd like to throw out. this place, Excel, they have two kinds of hogs. They have organic hogs. I don't know whether you've heard of them or not.
Oh, yeah, we've got organic everything now.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out to you.
Okay. And I'll bet they're not really organic either. Because organic, they have to be fed grain that was grown organically without commercial fertilizer and commercial fertilizer and all that. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And we have returned our number, and I haven't given it out. Everybody seems to already have it, though. No problem. I'll give it again. 1-800-973-3779. Calls are welcome. And, Beth, I hope that you're not on the phone back there and you're listening to this, because you probably are part of the problem. Chocolate is destroying the rainforest. Did you realize that, Jeff? This is bad stuff. Like coffee beans, the cocoa seeds from which we derive chocolate can only be grown successfully in equatorial regions, right where the world's few remaining tropical rainforests thrive. As worldwide demands for chocolate grows, so does the temptation among growers to clear more and more rainforest to accommodate high-yield cocoa tree plantations. So all these people that get hooked on chocolate, these chocolateholics, you know.
She's like a dealer. She deals out chocolate to everybody here in the office.
And she buys it. She buys it by the truckload.
She gets them hooked, and here she comes. She's got fire in her eyes.
Maybe she's brought us some chocolate.
I'm leaving.
No, you can't leave yet. But anyway, That's part of the problem. And another problem with chocolate production is the conditions endured. Thank you, Beth. She brought me a whole fishbowl full of chocolate. Go ahead. We've got a gentleman in here just came in to visit a little while today. Travis, help yourself because she's so good, I tell you. And that was more than $10 worth of chocolate. Whoever sent her that $10 for donuts is going to have to. But she's a sweetheart, I tell you. Anyway, another problem with chocolate production is that conditions endured by workers that pick process the cocoa seeds between the ages from 9 to 12 working in hazardous conditions on West African cocoa farms. And I thought, you know, let's just look back a little bit. Now, today, kids 9 to 12, what do they do? What do your kids do from 9 to 12? They watch television. They play these dumb little games that the little guy, he jumps on the thing, and you got to keep him from the duck from hitting him and all that el crapo. Yep. But, you know, 50 years ago isn't enough. When I was growing up, we little 9-year-old, 10-year-old kid shocked wheat. And I've talked to people down in southern Missouri in the Boot Hill country, and I'm sure it's the same in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana where they grow a lot of cotton. The little kids, when they were, I mean, we're talking about kids before their school age, would be at home and mother would be out there picking cotton, and they'd give this little kid a pillow slip. And they'd drag that pillow slip along and pick cotton. And when they got it full, they'd take it to the boss, and he'd give them so much money for the cotton those little kids picked. And you know what? Every one of those people that told me that grew up to be successful people. I mean, I don't know that it hurt them at all. And like I said, we shocked wheat when we were 10 years old, cut wheat with a binder. Now, these bundles, a wheat bundle doesn't weigh very much, but we'd have to drag them to the shock and learn how to set them up. And I survived. Let's take another break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Our dollar, our economy, and our nation are in serious trouble. The dollar is falling. Gas and heating oil are at record highs. Our children and grandchildren's future is mortgaged to the tune of $200,000 each. Who saw it coming? Ron Paul. Who can lead us back to prosperity? Ron Paul.
Our nation is in serious trouble. It breaks my heart to see the foreclosures, jobs leaving our country, and tent cities on the edge of empty neighborhoods. For years, I've warned against the bad policies destroying our dollar and bankrupting our nation. Now, the crisis is here.
Ron Paul will stop the reckless spending that weakens our dollar and endangers Social Security and the future of our children and grandchildren. Ron Paul will free Americans to use their creativity to bring prosperity back to us again. Ron Paul will return this country to sound principles, to sound money, to the Constitution. Ron Paul has the answers.
I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ron Paul, 2008 PCC.
Friends, I've been getting some good reviews from everyone that's purchased one of my specially designed, hand-engraved, made-in-the-good-old U.S. of A. Zippo pocket knife. Now, let me tell you about it. On one side, it has the Derry Brownfield Show logo. It's all engraved. And on the other side is Happy Trails. It's a 2-inch lock blade. It folds into a 3-inch case, and it comes in its own box. And it is a perfect gift for any occasion. It looks pretty good in your display case, but it's also very good for daily use, which I highly recommend. It's shiny, it's sharp, and it's a Zippo, as I said, made in the U.S. of A. And you can see it in full color on my website at DerryBrownfield.com. Now, the supply is limited. We didn't buy that many. If you want to get one, you need to do it while we have them. They're delivered to your mailbox for $40 each. So send check, cash, or money order to the Derry Brownfield Show, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. Okay, I want to close the show just a little bit different today, Jeff, because for the last several weeks we've been talking about the Depression, 1930s, the crash of 29, growing up in the 30s, and it got into this flour sack thing, about when Hoover was president, the land was a sight, the rabbits were scarce, and the fish wouldn't bite, and the men were too ragged to go anywhere, and the women wore flour sack underwear. And I got this email. I remember my mom picking out a particular sack for the pattern she wanted. Some of you are way too young to know about flour sacks, but some of you will remember. I hope all of you will enjoy this well-written article. And it's a poem is what it is. It goes like this. In that long ago time when things were saved, when roads were graveled and barrels were staved, when worn-out clothing was used as rags and there were no plastic wrap or bags, and the well and the pump were way out back, the versatile item was a flour sack. Pillsbury's Best, mothers in gold medal too, stamped their names proudly in purple and blue. The string sewn on top was pulled and kept, the flour emptied and spills were swept. The bag was folded and stored in a sack, that durable, practical flour sack. The sack could be filled with feathers and down for a pillow, or 'twould make a nice sleeping gown. It could carry a book and be a school bag or become a mail sack slung over a nag. A nag is a horse, for those of you who aren't up to date on all this stuff. It made very convenient pack, that adaptable cotton flour sack. Bleached and sewn, it was dutifully worn as bibs, diapers, and kerchiefs adorn. It was made into skirts, blouses, and slips, and mom braided rugs from 100 strips. She made ruffled curtains for the house or the shack from that humble but treasured flour sack. Jeff, I can't watch the clock and do this. You're going to have to give me a cue. As a strainer for milk or apple juice, to wave men in, it was a very good use. As a sling for a sprained wrist or a break, to help mother roll up a jelly cake. As a window shade or to stuff a crack, we used a sturdy common flour sack. As dish towels, embroidered or not, they covered up dough, helped pass pans so hot, tied up dishes for neighbors in need and for men out in the field to seed. They dried dishes from pan, not rack, that absorbent, handy flour sack. We polished and cleaned stove and table, scoured and scrubbed from cellar to gable. We dusted the bureau, the oak bed post, made costumes for October, a scary ghost, and a parachute for a cat named Jack from that lowly useful old flour sack. So now, my friends, when they ask you, as curious youngsters often do, before plastic wrap, Elmer's glue and paper towels, what did you do? Tell them loudly and with pride don't lack. Grandmother had a flour sack. And I still have a minute left. All right. Now, the person that sent this tells me that she grew up in the flour sack business. And as I mentioned before, that people used to buy feed in feed sacks that were floured and checkerboard and whatever, and you'd always buy several sacks alike so you could, you know, you had something to make something larger out of. But anyway, they send this picture. It's of a one-room schoolhouse, and all these kids are standing there, and it says most of these girls' dresses were made from flour sacks for whatever it is worth. Now, today is Tuesday voting day. As I said, I have performed my patriotic duty. I will now take my little sticker off. Boy, that thing sticks good. It's an American flag that's showing I voted. And as I came in the office with it stuck to my forehead earlier, one of the ladies said, oh, I thought you were a Chiquita banana, because they have those kind of little things stuck on each one of them. But I'm not. And, hey, you still have plenty of time to get to the polls. And it's now time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just
with